a new thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, where it says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." We're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of Nehemiah. And today we're going to explore Nehemiah's focus. I'm going to read a few more scriptures than usual today. Excerpts from chapter 6, verses 1 to 19. So let me just give you some bits from that section. "Now, when it was reported to our enemies that I had built the wall and that there was no gap left in it, Sanballat and Geshem sent to me saying, 'Come, let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono.' But they intended to do me harm. So I sent messengers to them saying, 'I am doing a great work and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it to come down to you?' They sent me four times in this way. I answered them the same manner and in the same way the fifth time. The servant came with an open letter, and this time it's written, 'It's reported among the nations,' and Geshem also says that, 'You and the Jews intend to rebel. That's why you're rebuilding the wall. According to this report, you wish to become their king. You set up prophets to proclaim in Jerusalem, "There is a king in Judah," and now it will be reported to the king according to these words. So come, therefore, and let us confer together.' I sent to him saying, 'No such things as you say have been done. You are inventing them out of your own mind.' For they wanted to frighten us, thinking, 'Their hands will drop from the work. It will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands.'" Another situation comes up. The house of Shemaiah, son of Deliah, son of Mehatabel, said, "Let's meet together in the house of God within the temple. Let's close the doors of the temple. They're coming to kill you instead. Indeed, tonight they're coming to kill you." But I said, "Should a man like me run away? Would a man like me go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in." I perceived and saw that God had not sent him at all, but he'd pronounced the prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. He was hired for this purpose, to intimidate me, make me sin by acting in this way. They could give me a bad name, to taunt me. Remember these people, my God. According to these people they did, and also others and the rest of the prophets who wanted to make me afraid. So the war was finished. The wall was finished on the 25th day of the month of Elul in 52 days, and when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were afraid, fell greatly in their esteem, and they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God." To quote from Fabian's notes on Nehemiah, "He stayed focused on the goal during times of opposition and distractions while adapting his approach to the environment and circumstances." Nehemiah stayed focused. He encountered opposition which aimed to distract him from the work God had given him. Their attempts were persistent. They attempted to sow fear in his heart about what other people might be thinking about him. They made up stories about him. And he prayed to be strong. He refused to be distracted or to be weakened in his purpose. Think about Jesus. As Max Lucado says in his book, he gets us. Jesus was constantly criticized by others, but he never criticized in return. He didn't get angry or discouraged because of what the Pharisees, scribes, or non-believers said about him. Jesus did what we're taught as children to do, treat others the way you want to be treated. Negative criticism is a distraction from God's purpose for your life. In his book Unbeatable, J. Tyrone Marcus discusses the kind of things that distract us and concludes, "The issue is not the distractions. It's our response to them." Why not ask God today to make you aware of distractions drawing you away from your best efforts to honor God and to build his kingdom? Take inspiration from Nehemiah, who refused to be distracted from what God had called him to. I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your world inspired by God doing a new thing. And until tomorrow, take care and God bless.